Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're going to learn how to increase participative leadership so that your team can help make better decisions and help own the leadership of each other day in and day out. You're going to be able to leverage your team's full set of strengths through commitments, creativity, and problem solving. Participative leadership isn't about saying yes to everybody. It's about getting everybody involved to own the process. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. So what happens when people help make decisions? Have you ever been asked your opinion? Have you ever been actually involved in the decision-making process? And on the flip side of that, have you been left out of the room when decisions are being made? Someone just tells you, here's what I want you to do and here's how I want you to do it, with no thought of your opinion or perspective on the matter. Which team would you rather work in? One where you're seen, heard, and able to contribute, or one where you're told what to do and you just go execute what you're being told to do? So when you're able to participate in decision-making, people don't just go along with decisions then. They truly are committed to it, they're dedicated to it, and they own it. They help that move forward. They stand behind that. So participative leadership, it's not about just saying yes to everyone, because you can't do that. Participative leadership is really a strategic move to tap into your team's full potential. And if you do it right, you're going to have people that will come up with good ideas. They're going to have people that will want to take initiative, that will influence one another, so that you don't have to be the keystone everywhere, every time for leading your team. Leadership, followership will ebb and flow. You'll get better decisions. You'll get more creative outcomes, and your team will be better off in the long run. So for me, like this really showed up when I was leading teams in the Army, specifically the space operations crew that I led. It was my last team that I led in the military. And we were a brand new team. We're establishing our tactics, techniques, and procedures to operate our equipment. And people just didn't know each other. We had a lot of leeway on how to operate and execute, you know, setting up our site and being able to, you know, determine who does what and when. As the officer in charge, I had a non-commissioned officer who was my right hand, my sergeant. We could have easily just, you know, thought through this ourselves, said, yeah, this is the path we want to take, and then go disseminate that information to our team of here's what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, how we're going to do it. But we really needed and wanted the opinion of our team. So we took the time to then reach out to our team and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's the intent of what we need to have happen. And we would go through iterations of setting our equipment up and tearing it down. And we needed to have an understanding of being able to do this relatively quickly in a training environment so that we could set it up and tear it down and move relatively quickly in the field. So we had the instructions, right? And if you've ever assembled anything by instructions, it's painstakingly long. And inevitably, those instructions were probably written by, no offense, some engineer who designed the equipment, but didn't really, you know, have the feasibility for, you know, putting it together. They just had one way you could assemble things and put them together. So as you know, if you've led soldiers, then you know they will find the easiest path, the path of least resistance that gets them up and out of that task as quickly as possible. So what we did to instill like this idea of participative decision-making and participative leadership is we broke our crew down into two teams. And after we followed the written instructions, the next iteration was, okay, how would you do this differently? And we made it kind of competitive. We had games. We had races. Who can do this safely, first and foremost? No damage to equipment, but let's see how you can get this site set up differently. So we went through the iteration of setting the site up. And then we had an after-action review. And we talked about, okay, what did you see that worked well? What didn't work well? So then we moved from just setting the site up differently to, well, what if we packed the equipment differently? What if we unpacked and prepped the equipment differently so that when we took it out of the box or we took it out of the package or you know, we set the site up with the boxes in this direction. So they started to think about not just the setup, but what happens before the setup that will make the setup easier? Ah, boom, boom, boom. Ideas are just starting to come out and we're capturing all this. So the next iteration, let's practice that. Let's do it this way. Oh, you see it differently. Let's do it that way. So the team became part of the process. It wasn't a top-down directive. It was a collective approach to leading. It was a collective approach to problem solving. So instead of just saying, ah, this is stupid. I don't know why we're doing it this way. This way will never work. I can't believe that. They owned the work process because they had a say in how it was going to be done. That was huge. So being able to take time, if I can do that with a team in the Army with creative problem solving, imagine what you can do in your world of work when you bring your team together and say, here's the intent of what we need to get done. How would you do it? And then go do it. And then come back and say, what worked? What didn't? How can we do it differently? And then go do it and come back. Okay, what worked that time? What about left of the thing? What about right of the thing? So you start to get this iteration of input, process, output, input, process, output, and your team is part of that cycle. Man, oh man. Do they really then start to become more committed, more dedicated, more engaged, more energetic about the work that they're there to do? So participative leadership, it is a more democratic style of leadership where team members are intentionally involved in making decisions. This doesn't mean that you lose control as a team leader. I still had control of my space crew. But what I was able to do then is open doors for input. I was able to open doors for discussion and even when appropriate, incorporate their thoughts into the decision-making or the decision being made. If I couldn't, I had to explain the why. Here's why I think that may or may not work. Here's why I can't try that right now. Maybe we'll do that at a different time. But I was still in full control as a team leader, even though the outside eyes looking in might not have seemed that way. And that's a difficult thing to do as a team leader is let go of control. So if you can let go of the idea that you need to have everything under your control, if you give your team some of that space, you can still have that control, but you've got to be able to allow them space to operate, think, decide, communicate, bring their ideas back up and in. So participative leadership is really built on three core principles. Mutual support, so trust and respect that flow in both directions. You're able to ask for help, as I did as a crew officer in charge, and I was able to give help as I did when I saw my team, you know, maybe veering off the path. My team was able to ask me for help if they got stuck on something, and they were also able to give help if they saw me stuck on something. So this two-way street of mutual support through trust and openness really start to flow. The next core principle really is group decision-making. Everybody has a voice. That doesn't mean everyone has a yes vote. Everyone has the opportunity to contribute to the decision being made. You're gaining more perspective. Now, as a team leader, I want as much perspective as I can get because it's going to help me make a better decision. I don't want just a bunch of yes people nodding their head up and down with, oh, that sounds great. Yes, that sounds right. I want to bring in different perspective because there's a richness to what's going to come from that group decision-making process, from that conversation. So you have to be able to invite people in and bring them in to contribute to the decision being made. The third core principle are high standards. The team takes collective responsibility for excellence, collective responsibility, and you're building that through support, you're building that through communication, you're building that over time, and you're building that through, you know, allowing your team members to contribute and taking what they have to say into account so that they are more committed and dedicated to the outcome. Why does participation and participative decision-making and leadership even matter? Because when people help shape a decision, they're more likely to support it because ownership drives commitment. They're more likely to stick with it when things don't go well because involvement reduces resistance. When you involve people in that, they're going to stick with it over time because they contributed to what's happening. And the third way is that improvement. Diverse viewpoints often lead to more creative and well-rounded solutions. And we've all been there with that person who just doesn't contribute, they don't engage, they stand there with their arms folded up and they say, this will never work. And then, you know, they're watching and they're watching. They say, see, I told you so, that'll never work. Invite them into the conversation. Ask specific questions. What do you see? What would you do differently? Now, if they stay standoffish and they say, well, nothing, I don't know, that's a whole different conversation. Bring that person in. Give them the opportunity to get their hands in the work and to see it for themselves and to share some of that responsibility for how things are going and how things are changing. As a team leader, you've got to be able to identify the people that want to leap in, you know, head first into participating, as well as the people who are standing off to the side who are skeptical about it. Find out why they're skeptical. Find out why they're standing off a little bit and not wanting to contribute and just being the naysayer. Bring them in. Garner their thoughts. Help get them into the conversation. And if they still refuse, that is a total separate conversation that you need to have about the values that you have as a team and how you operate as a team. Participative leadership, research has found that it is a morale booster, involves and allows people to feel psychologically safe because they're contributing their ideas, and they're more engaged when you have a participative leadership style and approach to decision making. So it creates a deeper connection between the team and the work being done. Understand, this is not a silver bullet. Research has found that there are pros to participative decision-making. Increased buy-in. People support what they help create. Greater innovation. Different perspectives spark better ideas. Stronger morale. Again, empowered employees feel valued and motivated. And better problem-solving. The more inputs you have and can take into account, it leads to more thoughtful decisions. However, there are cons to this leadership style. Slower decisions. It's going to take you longer to gain everyone's perspective and gain everyone's insight and when people are involved and to be able to weigh their input. So it is more time consuming. There's also the potential for conflict. And the conflict is good, but disagreements can emerge. So you've got to be an expert at facilitating what's being said and should we accommodate? Should we compromise? Should we collaborate? What's the situation call for how you want to navigate that conflict? Another con is there is a risk of groupthink. Overemphasis on harmony can actually silence critical thinking. So again, you're walking a tightrope of these dichotomies here. You want different perspective. You want conflict so you can get a different look on the problem at hand. You've got to be able to navigate that. But if you're so focused on making sure everyone has a say and that you're accommodating everyone's voice, that you bleed into groupthink because you don't want to be as candid as you think you need to be because you're worried about how it might land on that person. You've got to navigate that as a team leader and bring people back to conflict is good, difference of opinion is good. It's okay to disagree. And it takes a higher amount of effort, more time, more coordination, more emotional labor. So participative leadership isn't for every situation, especially when you need a very quick, timely, effective decision and decisive action needs to be taken in the moment. Participative leadership and decision-making might not be for you at that time. But when the stakes allow, the long-term payoff is you get a lot more benefit out of it when you're able to apply participative leadership. So if you want your team's full commitment, give them a meaningful voice, not just a seat at the table, a voice at the table. Use participative leadership to invite ideas, to build trust, and to foster ownership of the work being done and the outcomes of that work. The goal isn't to reach consensus on everything. It's to lead in a way that values discussion, diversity of thought, and it turns involvement into investment. So ask yourself, how are you bringing your team into the leadership process? Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment. Better yet, download and share the episode with your fellow leaders so everybody has the opportunity to learn, grow, and lead at their very best. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or on Instagram at WillRamey1. If you've got an idea for an upcoming episode or a question that you want to have answered, email me and I'll turn it into a topic of discussion. You can hit me up at will@onthestacks.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.